Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In the last discussion, we spoke about the good deeds of unbelievers being worthless to them on the day of Qiyamah. It will get them some benefit in this world. It may get them some reduction in the punishment on the day of Qiyamah, but it will not save them from eternal damnation, and it will not secure them entry into Jannah. And we went through various verses that highlight that. That their good deeds are like a mirage. You think it's water, but when you get there, you see it's nothing. Allah says those are the greatest losers. They make a lot of effort thinking they're going to see the reward, only to realize there's no worth to that effort. Why? Because it's not on a solid foundation. What's the foundation? وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْ That whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him. So Islam and Iman is the foundation. And we discussed the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, narrated by Imam Muslim, that during Jahiliyyah, she said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during Jahiliyyah, there was a man, Ibn Jada'an, used to do good, you know, uphold family ties, feed the poor. Will it benefit him at all? And the crux of the response by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that it will not benefit him. Now, today we focus on the argument of the people of the fire, the unbelievers. They will hate themselves. They will hate those who they used to love in this world, who were their close friends. All of their relationships and all of their love in this world, which was based on anything other than faith and iman, will turn into enmity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself mentions, Al-akhillau yawma'idin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Friends on that day will be foes unto one another, except al-muttaqoon, except those who were friends in the remembrance and the consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The followers will argue with the leaders and blame the leaders. The leaders will blame the followers that we didn't force you. They will argue with their companion from the jinn, you know, from the devils. Each one of us has a companion from the angels who prompts us to do good, and a companion from the shayateen, the evil jinn who prompts us towards evil. All these arguments will take place. They will even argue with the deities that they used to worship. And those deities will exonerate themselves. For example, those who worshipped Isa alayhi salam as the son of God. Allah will ask him, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ That, O Isa, the son of Maryam, did you say to them that worship me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ He will say, glory be to you, Allah. مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ How can I say that which I don't have the right to say? He will disown them. The deities that they used to worship, Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُوا مِن دُونِكَ فَأَلْقُوا إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ And when those who associate partners with Allah see their so-called deities, they will say, Our Lord, these are our partners whom we used to invoke besides you. But they will throw back their word in them and say, Surely you are indeed liars. وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ السَّلَمَ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And they, these deities that they used to worship, will offer their submission to Allah alone on that day. And that's when they will realize, we were worshipping those who are submitting before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and who are not going to help us in any way whatsoever. They will fight with their leaders. Allah says, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا And they shall appear before Allah on the day of resurrection. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ Then the weak will say, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا To those who were the arrogant chiefs, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا We used to follow you. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Can you avail us anything against Allah's punishment? قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ They would say, had Allah guided us, we would have guided you. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ Now it makes no difference on us whether we rage and get angry or whether we bear these torments with patience. There is no place of refuge for us. There is no place of refuge for us. They would say to them that we didn't force you. We didn't insist on you. You decided on your own to follow us. We may have coerced you, but you still had choice. So there would be these arguments that will take place between the unbelievers on the day of Qiyamah. And even the devil will then want to exonerate himself. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ And the devil will say when the matter has been decided, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ Allah promised you a promise of truth. ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم, and I promised you but I betrayed you. وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي. I had no authority over you. I called you, I invited you, and you responded to me. Even though Allah warned you not to listen to me, you listened to me. فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم. So blame me not, but blame yourselves. ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. So look at the devil. He will totally distance himself, and he will say, you were warned. You should have listened. So the deities that they used to worship will disown them. The leaders that they were following will say, listen, no, we got nothing to do with you. Allah says in another verse, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا وَلْنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. As for those who disbelieve, say to those who believe, follow our way and we will verily bear your sins. Never will they bear anything of their sins. Surely they are liars. In this world they say, no, no, you listen to us. We'll help you on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says they won't be able to help you. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا مَنْ قَدَّمَ لَنَا هَذَا فَزِدْهُ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا فِي النَّارِ. They'll be so angry. They'll say, oh Allah, whoever brought this upon us, whoever led us to wrong, which has led us now to being punished, add to him a double torment in the fire. وَقَالُوا مَا لَنَا لَا نَنَا رِجَالًا كُنَّا نَعُدُّهُمْ مِنَ الْأَشْرَارِ. What is the matter with us that we see not men whom we used to count among the bad ones? أَتَّخَذْنَاهُمْ سِخْرِيًا أَمْ زَاغَتْ عَنْهُمُ الْأَبْصَارِ. Did we take them as an object of mockery, or have our eyes failed to perceive them? إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَحَقٌّ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Allah says, verily, that is the truth, the mutual dispute of the people of the fire. The mutual dispute of the people of the fire. They'll even fight, like I said, with their companion from the devils. And we'll take up that discussion in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.